Praise God. Amen. So good to be in the house of the Lord. And it's so good to be back in Paris, Texas. And thank God I found the most gorgeous thing ever in Paris, Texas. Amen. Thank God for Texas Bible College. Amen. No, it's such an honor to be here today. And I give honor to Pastor Meyer. And thank him for trusting me in his absence. And when he called us here a few weeks ago to come, my wife and I are brand new pastors, almost a year now, so I haven't left the church yet on a Sunday. It's our first Sunday to ever leave. And but when Pastor Meyer called, I couldn't turn down Pastor Meyer. Amen. I love Pastor Meyer very, very much. And I love this great church. My in-laws, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, all you folks, God bless you this morning. If you have your Bibles today, Psalm chapter 127. Psalm chapter 127. Thank you, Brother Randy, for moving that pulpit. I appreciate that. Amen. I may teach today. I may preach a little bit. I may preach, if that's okay, a little bit. I feel like the Lord wants to help us today with some things, though. And I believe God's going to help us. Psalm 127, verse 1. Psalm 127. I said something else? I'm sorry. Psalm 127, verse 1. The Bible says this. Except the Lord, say it with me, build the house. The Bible says that they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Let's read that together, the first line again. Say, except the Lord build the house. Say, we all labor in vain. Everyone say revival. Anybody believe in revival?
Yes.
I believe you can't have a harvest until you have a personal revival. Until God stirs up the inside of you, there can't be an outward move. Amen? Now when I announce my title, it won't make sense, but I pray it makes sense at the end. I want to talk to us today on this thought. A paperclip, a hammer, and salt is all you need. A paperclip, a hammer, and salt is all you need. See how quiet it is right now? That makes me pretty nervous. Let's all pray right now. Jesus, thank you for your word. We ask you to anoint us today. God bless this great church. Thank you for this great man of God over this church. I thank you for his covering today. I ask you to be with Pastor and Sister Myers there ministering somewhere else today. God bless this great church. Help us today, God, to be a blessing to somebody. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said amen. Clap your hands one more time before you're seated today. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Paperclip. Anybody own a paperclip? If you don't, you can go to the dollar store, Walmart, and for a few cents, you can own a whole box full of paperclips. According to Merriam-Webster, the definition of a paperclip is this. It's a length of wire that is bent into flat loops that is used to hold papers together. The paperclip is an amazing invention that serves for many purposes. Here are just a few things that the paperclip has been known to serve a purpose for. It's been known to be a mount for a smartphone. Anybody ever did hem on a pair of pants? Anybody? Any ladies? It's been known, they say, as an emergency hem repair. A paperclip has been known to unclog narrow holes in glue bottles, in cans. It's been known for those kinds of things. Some folks have used paperclips, God help us, even to clean their fingernails. Amen. If you ever owned a computer and had the old tower and your ejector button wasn't working anymore, you'd take a paperclip and you'd push it inside that small hole there, and that tray would puff out. A paperclip has been known as a do-it-yourself fishing hook. It's been known to be used as a plant hanger, as a Christmas ornament hanger. It's been used for an emergency keychain. It's been used for a letter opener. It's been used for a money clip. It's been even used for an egg dipper for Easter eggs. The paperclip has been used as an emergency bread tie, and it's also been used to pick locks. The paperclip is an amazing thing. But why will we use the paperclip when in a pinch for other things, and it serves us well? Its main purpose as to why it was invented is to keep papers together. Without the paperclip, the papers would scatter, no doubt. Without the paperclips, it would not keep the paper. The papers would not be in order. So I'm going to do an illustration, if that's okay. Brother, you want to help me today? I won't embarrass you, I promise you. Let's give him a hand. Come on up here. All right, Eric. All right, so one has a paperclip. One doesn't have a paperclip. Pretty obvious, right? So Eric is walking down the road. Eric's going to a meeting, and Eric is bumped in by someone, and Eric loses the papers. Just throw the papers. It's pretty a mess, right? Now, the same papers, the same meeting, going to the same location. He finally got his stuff together. He has them inside of a nice red paper clip. Thanks for my mother-in-law and her paper clip today. God bless you for that. And we have a paper clip holding papers together. Same meeting. Throw them in the air. Let's see what happens. Thank you, Eric. Give Eric a hand. Now, they're fine, Eric. You're okay. I'll be right there. I promise. You're good. The paper clip is an amazing thing. And I say that to say this. Now, you can't see it, but I can see it. One is scattered, one is together. And the same it is with the church. We are held together by something. I use this paperclip to introduce to you today the spiritual paperclip, if you will, of the church. The spiritual paperclip that holds this church together and holds every church together is a simple word called